We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Paul Christ Radio Show, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Johnsonville, a family-owned Wisconsin-based company and a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, served with pride since 1945. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Paul Christ Show as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready for Big Ten play, and that's how it will be for the rest of the regular season. First up, a road trip down to West Lafayette as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers at 2 o'clock kick Central Time down at Ross-Ade Stadium. Boilers coming off a huge win on the road against then-second-ranked Iowa. Pretty dominating performance for Jeff Brohm's team. The Badgers out of conference last week in a 20-14 winner against Army at Camp Randall Stadium. As always, we'll check in with the Badgers head coach. We will also let you hear Max Lofi, Badgers redshirt freshman defensive back, very promising young player from Colorado, but he was big on the scout team last week, served as the triple option quarterback to help get the defense ready for Army, and we'll have our weekly chat with Mike Lucas as well. That's all coming up. We'll hear from Coach Christ in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Bumper to Bumper is a Midwest-based company where we are committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of national name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Thank you for shopping at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Good Foods Group is celebrating the Wisconsin Badgers football season by continuing the Sack Hunger campaign, making a contribution to brighter bites for each sack by the Badgers. As a family-owned and Wisconsin-based company, Good Foods uses fresh ingredients to make delicious guacamole, salsa, and dips. You can sack hunger with game day goodness by picking up Good Foods guacs made with perfectly ripe, hand-scooped avocados at your local Target, Pick and Save, or via Instacart, or online at shop.goodfoods.com.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be a Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four lucky families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. This is the Paul Chris Show as the Badgers get ready to get back into Big Ten play, and that's how it'll be now for the duration. I know we talked last week, you know, the Army game, it was a challenge on many fronts, and including being in the middle of the season. But, man, hats off to your guys, you know, rising to it. I've heard a lot of folks who cover college football who had no dog in the fight saying, wow, you know, that's not a very enviable position, you know, to be in, to have to play an Army team anytime, not to mention game six. But you guys, they just went out, as you would say, they just went out and played.
That's what I appreciate the most. And you know, certainly for our defense, it was a whole unique, different preparation. And I thought one of the challenges, one of the things we talked about was, you know, all right, we've got a good defense and we're playing well. Now can we do it again, but in a very different fashion? And the same thing, you took a look at their defense, and you knew it was going to be a really good defense and have some players on there that I think now you can say it post-game, I mean, you're glad they're there. And I mean, Coach Bostead addressed the team beginning of the week, and, you know, as Americans, we want them to be really talented and really tough-minded and resilient, and they certainly were as a team, and you saw that in their play. You know, sometimes you can get after a team and have a tendency to wear them down, and yet, you know, we're kind of talking about it afterwards, and they're also kind of trained for that. You know, you can't break them, and I think it was I found myself thinking over and over again, and I say it, but it really kind of resonated that anytime you win, it takes the efforts of so many people. And, you know, we were fortunate enough last week to come away with a victory, and you look back and a ton of guys contributing, and that's what it takes to win. And now, like you said, we get back into Big Ten play, and on the road against a really good Purdue team, and it's going to take everyone, you know, every guy, every unit. If we're going to win this game, it's going to take their contributions and more than just one play, you know, and that's kind of the beauty of the sport.
You've mentioned in the past that you don't always have to look at a stat sheet. You just watch the game and you know guys who made differences, and certainly Leo Chanel comes to mind. But you mentioned it after the game too, C.J. Goetz. You know, it's always interesting to see how defensively Coach Leonard wants to do this, how wants to work a certain opponent, and it was an opportunity for C.J., but my goodness, I can't remember any player almost intercepting two snaps. He almost did, and it made the play of the game, obviously, in the fourth quarter there.
It really did, and it was it was impressive, like just flat out impressive. And certainly we knew there was going to be opportunities, and you mentioned it and spot on, you know, last week that, you know, when you're defending the triple option, it starts kind of the inside out. And we knew that we had to be stout on the inside. And I think Jack had 12 tackles and gets overshadowed, you know,
exactly.
I think it was 16. And certainly, you know, the big play by Leo. But it's impressive. And you just kind of keep working way around. You know, safeties came up with big hits. And C.J. Goetz, a little bit different role, and a credit to our defensive staff. But you talk about a guy that, all right, this is what the team needs out of me. Coaches, I thought, did a great job of who fits this role. And he embraced it and made an impact. And that was pretty neat to see. And then he had some of the same names that come up over and over that you still see making a difference. And you know, we've been talking a lot about it. Like, can you do your job well enough that you make others around you better and make it not easier necessarily, but allow them to make a play, allow them to do it. And I thought there was some great examples of that, particularly on our defense.
Yeah, on the offensive side, I know you mentioned after the game, obviously you want to see it continue to get better and show more consistency, but you know, it was a really sweet touchdown run from Braylon Allen, bouncing it outside. And Danny Davis, we've seen this movie, a terrific catch. He's one of those guys, Paul, that you talk to people, he doesn't look physically imposing, but he's stronger than you might think. His ability to get contested footballs is pretty impressive.
Yeah, you just said it right there. You know, the competitiveness and the when it's a contested catch and kind of the strength within that is, I think, where he sets himself apart. And, you know, you go back and I remember last time we were down at Purdue, you know, and he had a couple of those that really were just end up being plays that made a big difference in the game. And I think that's where Danny is at his best. You know, we saw it a number of times. You know, his first game, he saw it, you know, making those contested catches. And that's there's a skill set and there's a mentality, I think, that goes with that. And we're going to need more out of that from him.
And then finally, on a lighter note, after the game, another reason why I'm inferior to most. I mean, when Linda and I decided to get married, it was just pretty much a casual conversation. It wasn't the orchestrated video that Noah Burks had as he proposed on the field. They had the video board going. I can't imagine. Scott Nelson, the former Badger who proposed on the field at the Rose Bowl, I can't match up with that. I don't know how it worked with you and Robin, but it wasn't even close with Linda.
No, but you certainly have a good guess, because I think we're obviously different, but there's enough similarities that I got engaged up north with her, and it was not – I didn't have that much thought. And I think it's harder and harder now to be a – you know, as I say, kid and young man, young adult. I mean, you know, now I think they got to come up with clever ways to ask a girl to prom. I just didn't go because I didn't want to ask someone. You know, like I couldn't come up. I remember my dad had made me go to homecoming because you got to go support your teammates. And then, you know, senior year I met Robin and I kind of like to go. That was a little bit easier. But, yeah, hats off to him. And, he, you know, it was pretty cool. His brother is at Army, and he traveled, and Noah had about 40 family members there, and he did it right, you know, and credit to him, and there's a guy that's, you know, kind of fitting, because I think he's having a great year, and certainly it's reflective in his play. But I think that's just one more layer and kind of his story. And you want guys to kind of take in and enjoy the whole moment. And I think in many ways he's doing that to the fullest right now.
Yeah, it was good for him. Congratulations to him and his fiance. Up north's not bad. That's a good. I mean,
no,
we have that in common. You and I kind of like the Northwoods. We'll take a break. More to come as we continue with the Paul Chris Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yes, it's the sound of bacon sizzling. Good start for this radio ad, huh? Only this isn't a bacon ad. This is a sausage ad. For Johnsonville sausage strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. So now, your BLT just became an SLT. And your bacon cheeseburger just became a chorizo cheeseburger. Blowing your mind yet? Find Johnsonville sausage strips by the bacon. Even though they're sausage.
Whoa.
WEA Member Benefits. WEAC and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up all season long to showcase and thank Wisconsin's public school educators and staff for the great work they do in our communities, improving public education and the lives of our students. Badger fans can submit nominations for our outstanding educators at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. And WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza, and it's time to celebrate October as National Pizza Month. So let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizzas. You see, at Brewpub Pizza, we get it. We're fellow Wisconsinites that love cheese, lots of cheese. That's why we take such pride in the fact that Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizzas are made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. See for yourself by grabbing one today from your local grocery store.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
At Fabic Cats, we know that hard work coupled with the right tools and right people is how success is built. That's why we make it a priority to provide the best equipment and service to our customers so together we can build a better world. As your local Caterpillar dealer, we strive to ever serve our customers better. This is our motto. It always has been, it always will be. Because without you, we wouldn't exist. So together, let's do the work. Learn more at FabicCat.com. Fabic Cat, proud to support Badgerland.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show, the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday, 2 o'clock kick Central Time. Our coverage starts a couple of hours earlier. We'll get to the Boilermakers here shortly, but again, putting a wrap on last week's game and the preparation of it. It was cool this week. We're going to hear from Max Lofi, Badgers redshirt freshman defensive back. We'll hear from him a little later in this hour. You talk about embracing it. I know he didn't really play much quarterback. He said if somebody's helmet popped off, he would go in there for a play. But the young man is quick, and he caused some issues, didn't he, last week?
He really did, and it was fun because you kind of get you see it, and there's an energy to it, and even the guys on defense were kind of pumped because one, you know, you're getting as good a look as you could, and in many ways, I remember one time watching one, and a couple of them said like, I think he might be faster than their guy, but he did. I thought the one thing that people wouldn't know and wouldn't have to know or should know, but the amount of preparation that went into it with the scout team, and I think, again, credit to the defensive staff kind of organizing, but the kids jumping in, and you had, you know, different guys want to kind of mimic the speed of their line, so you had different bodies, different guys doing different things, but I thought they really took it to a, you know, kind of when you talk about being all in, they were all in on it, and Max was fun. And I think, you know, we were talking about this as a staff, and that he needs to realize that what he just did there, that does transfer. You know, maybe not that you're playing that position, but the skill set and what he did and how he did it and the things that set him apart were physical traits and the way that he approached it. And I think that's something you can truly build off of.
Yeah, it sounds like Jim Leonard really likes him. Talking to him earlier this week, he's somebody whose future is very bright in the secondary. And I'm guilty of this. With basketball, it's easier, smaller rosters, and you can kind of see, oh, this scout team has been really good this week. The value of that, you probably can't overstate, right? What these guys put in, especially now, at this time of the year when it might, if you let it, feel like a little Groundhog Day, a little grind, but the better those guys are, the better prepped your team is for the game.
Oh, it is, and it's also such a big part of their development. And, you know, we've had different guys. I remember when Ryan Ramczyk, you know, he transferred, and at that time you had to sit out a year, and we had some good defensive linemen. I'm talking about who's the best one you're facing, Ram. But I think it also gave Ram confidence. He's going up against some of the better guys, and there's an individual that changed, went from Division III to Division I. So it can give the scout teamer, all right, as much confidence as anything. Like, I'm going up against a great defense. I'm going up against this offensive lineman. And I think that, you know, we see that really on both sides of it. And where you really see it, too, is in the special teams. You know, the guys that are standing out there, you know, quickly they flip. When you're practicing a kickoff return, all right, and so now the kickoff cover unit, way they're going, you see guys, they get it. They kind of understand how it is. And so all of that is, there is a trap. You know, yeah, we're getting into the grind a little bit. But those that approach it like every day, I got a chance to get better, those are the ones that improve. And I think that's really ends up being your good players, because they kind of have that mindset mentality.
I think JJ, too, is transfer year. JJ Watt, right? It's a pretty good line, offensive line that he was going up against every
year. Yeah, and you go down the list of guys, and I think that every time you step on that field, you have an opportunity. And that's the choice that you have to make, and you get to make. And it's there. It's not an easy path. None of this is easy, but it's also not complicated. You just go out and you got to put the work in. You know, so many players have enough ability, and you got to work through all the other things. But that's, I think, we were just talking about that. You're really good players. If you take a look back and say, who are your really good players? One, most of them took that path. You know, JT is unique. You know, he comes in and can play right away. But most of them have a hard path, and that's, I think, also forms who they are. And that's such an important thing, and that's the message. You just got to keep preaching to them. And a lot of times they say the teacher will appear when the student's ready to learn, and you just got to keep saying it until they get it.
Max was a guy on a state championship team in track and a relay team. I was asking him how he thinks he matches up, and he was quick to say, you know, KP, Kendrick Pryor, and he mentioned Isaac Arendo, too. We didn't get a chance to get into this because we really don't want to, but we have to. You know, a guy like Isaac who's going to miss the rest of the season. Luckless, I guess, would be a way to describe him, because he has, you know, he battled a hamstring before, and now it's a different injury. You'll keep knocking on the door, but, man, you hate it for anybody, but especially a guy like this who's just had no luck.
I think that's really a fair way to say it, you know, and when it's repeated. And I loved the trajectory that he was on, and it was really feeling comfortable in the running back role, and I thought really could give us a number of things that we really don't have. And so I think that was, you hate it for him and you hate it for our team. And I give him credit. You know, I saw him right after the surgery, and he was upbeat, and yesterday, you know, team meeting, he's upbeat, and I give him a lot of credit, because it's not easy. And you know, I think people probably know, but when you see it every day, when you talk about being truly invested and truly going after it, and everything you do is pointed towards this, and he didn't cheat himself on any of that, and some of it was recovering, and like you said, his hamstring, some of those, it was so exciting, you know, that's not the problem, and then for that to happen, kind of a freak type of an accident, and pregame warm-ups, and now all of a sudden he's out for the year, and that you feel sick for him.
Yeah, hopefully he can get himself ready to go and get up and ready for next season. But we'll take a break. When we continue, we'll talk about the Purdue Boilermakers, Saturday's opponent. When we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hear that? Sounds like sizzling bacon, right? Trust me, It looks like bacon, too. Only it's not. It's Johnsonville Sausage Strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. You're probably thinking, well, where do I get my hands on this meaty miracle? At the grocery store, by the bacon, even though it's sausage.
Whoa.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badgers football season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the big win, is pumping out the winners with a 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. The wins are here to stay. And have you heard about the recent million-dollar winners? That's right. During the month of June, two lucky guests won $1.3 and $1 million jackpots alike. What are you waiting for? Come get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. The injured reserve list. It's where no one wants to find themselves. But we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday life, when pain prevents you from doing what you love. Enter UW Health Orthopedics, the team to turn to for everything from common hip and knee pain to joint reconstruction and replacements, because their game is getting you back in the game. Call UW Health Orthopedics and Rehabilitation for a consultation. UW Health. Remarkable.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show. We'll hear from Max Lofi, Badgers redshirt freshman defensive back, in a few minutes. But we'll focus in this segment on the Purdue Boilermakers, a team off to a really nice start, a really impressive win at Iowa City last week. As much as, you know, we've talked through the years about their offense, going back to when Joe Tiller was there, obviously, and now Jeff Brohm, I guess fans better take notice. The defense has really been the area that's ramped up. Different. Coach Brohm's made some changes on the staff. Philosophically, what's different about him from the last time you faced him?
I think different in a number of ways, in that I think they've always had some really good players. You know, I remember when, I think it was Kerrigan was there, and you always saw a couple players that were just like, are they got that? But I think they're really playing as a unit really well. And I think, again, we talked about it. If you watch the film, you read the stats, you know, they've got a couple guys, you know, they've got a defensive end that's as good as anyone in the conference. And I think they've got some other guys that just seem really good football players and guys that impact the game in a number of different ways. But what you see more than anything, like when you used to play them, you kind of felt like you were going to see a lot, and you didn't know, kind of know rhyme or reason, and just was going to go. And so if you just stayed persistent, you could kind of crack it almost. And this, you see a really kind of a complete – cohesive defense, and then I think you see one that's playing with confidence, and you know I think they've got a really good secondary, but I think the secondary is even that much better because they do a great job of getting to the passer, and they can do it with four, you know, they can do it with three. I mean, there's a number of sacks and hurries and hits on the quarterback with a three-man rush, and I think that speaks to volumes of where they really are different. But I think they're just playing together. And it's a good scheme, and it's a It's, you know, there's enough wrinkles in it that you, it's not a stationary defense. But boy, they've got a good group of players that I think they've bought into the scheme, and it's showing, and they're playing at a high, high level.
And listening to your answer there, it reminds me of past teams that you faced, including, you know, Michigan with Aiden Hutchinson, but a lot of other really good players. I think a couple of years ago with Chase Young of Ohio State, and you made the point that, yeah, you got to know where he is, but you also have to respect everybody else. It sounds similar with George Karlaftis, who's outstanding. But he's not alone, and that's the challenge for the offense.
That is the challenge, and you're right. I mean, you can't go in and just say, oh, we're just going to play this across the board, and because he's different. He makes an impact, and you know, we were talking earlier, kind of referencing, you know, different guys that we have, and for instance, what Leo Chanel did the other day, but he also makes those around him better. And they've got a couple guys that if all of a sudden you're trying to overcompensate to Karlaftis, then they're good players. And also a one-on-one for them is exactly what they want. And that, you know, we've talked about this a number of times, you know, in any part of football, whether it's if you've got one receiver, you're thankful. When you got two, now where's the help going to go? One of them's going to be freed up hard to double team both. And it's the same whether you're talking about a front, and then you're talking about linebackers a little bit different because how do you get to them? And I think it kind of goes along the line, but it's you know, if you were going basketball, you got a really great one. The old, you could box and one of them maybe, but you got two, and now it's a little bit hard to do it. And so I think that's where they know, again, credit their coaches. They know what they've got, and it's not just one. And if you do overcompensate, you got it. There's a balance, right? You can't just say, well, we're going to not do anything, but you got to make sure that you're smart about it because they're good enough at other spots that could hurt you.
I'm sure teams that prepare for the Badgers that think, you know, it's Melvin, it's JT, it's, you know, the long line. I'm starting to think that way about Purdue. And I heard your last answer, though. It's not just David Bell. It's others around him. But, you know, Rondale Moore was as exciting a player as you could find. And then he, you know, he moves on. He battled injuries and such, but he's in the NFL. And then here's David Bell, who last week had, you know, 500 catches for 1,000, you know, whatever. But he looks the part, cliche alert. But it's not just him, but there's something a little different about David Bell.
That's really accurate. He is as good a receiver as there is in this conference, and I don't know enough to say, but I don't know that he's not one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, and yet I think they do have other guys. And I think it's the very same conversation. We're just flipping the other side mm-hmm. of the ball. And they obviously have, you know, quarterbacks and get it to them. And again, a good plan. And so, but he is a really talented player. And when you face a guy like that, you know, whether it's him on for our defense or Karlaftis, they're also going to get some production. And you got to make sure that, okay, you know, that was that play, and they won on that one. How do we come back on it? And I think he is certainly talented. But like you said, he is not the only one out there, but he is different.
All right, Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers. Our coverage will start at noon on Saturday. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock down at Ross Aid Stadium. First trip for the Badgers down there since 2018, and that was a triple overtime. It was a great game. JT went off. Danny Davis with a couple of unbelievable catches. We'll see what's in store this time around. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll hear from redshirt freshman defensive back / triple option scout team quarterback extraordinaire Max Lofi. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger fans, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza, and it's time to celebrate October as National Pizza Month. So let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizzas. You see, at Brewpub Pizza, we get it. We're fellow Wisconsinites that love cheese, lots of cheese. That's why we take such pride in the fact that Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizzas are made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. See for yourself by grabbing one today from your local grocery store.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, when it's game time around here, the go-to truck is none other than the legendary Chevy Silverado, when only the strongest, most advanced will do. From horsepower to towing to torque, it tackles the toughest jobs with aggressive capability, offering technology that keeps you connected, whether you're on the road or tailgating at your favorite spot. See your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com today.
Yes, it's the sound of bacon sizzling. Good start for this radio ad, huh? Only this isn't a bacon ad. This is a sausage ad. For Johnsonville sausage strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. So now, your BLT just became an SLT. And your bacon cheeseburger just became a chorizo cheeseburger. Blowing your mind yet? Find Johnsonville sausage strips by the bacon. Even though they're sausage.
Whoa.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Teamwork and drive for success. Cornerstones in every great organization. When it comes to investment and retirement planning, Annex Wealth Management brings it. As a fee-only fiduciary, our focus is solely on the best interest of our clients, not selling products and generating commissions. Annex Wealth Management is a four-time member of the Financial Times 300, a Barron's top advisor, and a Wisconsin-based partner with offices throughout the Badgerland. Learn more at annexwealth.com, where you can click the Get Started button today for a free portfolio analysis. Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show. We thought we'd take a little different twist with our player conversation this week. He's a name you likely will get to know more of as his career progresses. But Max Lofi played a significant role last week as the Badgers got ready and then defeated Army at Camp Randall Stadium 20-14. Now, Max is a defensive back, working a lot in the nickel right now, a lot of scout team work, could play either safety or corner. I know Jim Leonard is high on this guy, redshirt freshman out of Colorado, but last week they needed him on the offensive side of the ball, and he performed well, being the scout team triple option quarterback. We say this quite a bit, and it's worth bringing up again that, you know, on Saturdays, in the case of football, you watch the guys out there and perform, but there's so much more that goes into it. There are guys on the scout team who do a great job of preparing players, and eventually those scout teamers, you're going to see them a lot on Saturday, and that includes Max Lofi. And Max, your scout team quarterback for the game against Army here recently, what was that like? A position that is pretty different for you, right, even back to your high school days, but you look like you had some fun with it.
Yeah, it was a cool experience. Now, they told me they needed a guy to come in and kind of simulate their offense, and they gave him the red jersey for offense. I was like, all right, might as well do it, you feel me? So I tried to get my team the best look I could, and it worked out a little bit.
So we were talking before we started rolling the cameras here that you did not play quarterback really at all in high school, or maybe you would jump in for a play or two. That was it?
Yeah, no experience, I'll say that, at quarterback. Yeah.
But it was a fun week for you, right? You gave the defense some trouble, it sounded like, when you were preparing, which is exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, a little bit here and there on a couple plays, but nothing too crazy.
How much did they let you throw it? I know Army doesn't throw it much. Did they let you chuck it a handful of times?
A couple play actions, trying to get open, but I threw it up trying to let the boys go make some plays, but nothing like that.
I know fans are going to get to see you make some plays here as your career continues to progress. How in the defensive backfield, how has that gone for you, and where do you see yourself as a safety, as a corner, or wherever the coaches need
right,
me? How do you view that?
It's been a little experimental. You know, I kind of bounced around safety, corner, and I'm kind of really trying to hone in on that nickel position. It's something that I've been working with Coach Leonard a lot and Coach Poteet. So just kind of try and find a fit for me in the defense, and whether that may be safety or nickel, I'm cool with it, whatever.
So. I know, Coach, I talked with Coach Leonard. He's really excited about you and what you can bring. I would imagine you're aware of that. But when you hear that, that's, you know, when you're in the grind of a season, going through the practices, and when you hear that kind of praise from a coach, Would I be right in thinking that goes a long way in getting you through the next day and you think about what the future could hold for you?
It definitely does. You know, it gives a sense of confidence kind of, you know, that the work that you put in is kind of being noticed. And it's cool to see the coaches that you put trust in kind of have reciprocating feelings. So.
Sure. Now, we looked at your bio. You have some state track championship experience in your high school days in Colorado. So where do you match up? You know, you got to be one of the fastest guys on this team, right? I'm sure you guys talk about it.
I don't know. It's close. KP fast. Garendo's fast. You got a couple of Blazers. But I try and keep up in the summertime and do our sprints. I don't do too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. As we mentioned, from Colorado, but there is a connection to the state of Wisconsin, right? Your dad played a little ball at UW-Platteville?
Yeah, he played baseball there. Shout out UW-Platteville. I went back there a couple times whenever I see some family and stuff. But yeah. He's from Platteville. My mom's from Monroe. So.
Oh, okay. So there's the connection there. So we're coming to Wisconsin. We always wonder Colorado, you've got a lot of options, but Wisconsin was always something that was a school that was really big on your radar then?
It was, yeah. I grew up Badger fan, Packer fan, so I got some family here too, so it just kind of made sense for me.
Yeah, no, that's fun. We've talked with Coach Christ a lot about how you're in your second year, but in a lot of ways it's a first for all of you guys, you know, checking the boxes, you know, being in big stadiums, going to class. Even though it's your second year on this campus, does it still kind of feel like your first in a lot of ways here at the University of Wisconsin?
It kind of feels like last year was like a trial run almost, kind of like it wasn't really real. But this year, like how you said it, like traveling, having a full season is probably like the biggest adjustment. But it's been a lot of new experiences that I never would have guessed from last year what happened this year.
And just being able to be out there in the practices, that's the fun part too, right? I mean, a lot of guys didn't even get that opportunity last year. So you make the most out of every day, it sounds like.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no question. You got to get out there. Once you're in between the white lines, you got to compete. You got to get the best look you can. So
Final topic here. They've always taken great pride in leadership from some of the older players. I've heard a lot of great things about Fayon Hicks, about, you know, probably across the board, Colin, Caesar Williams, that group. What kind of things have you picked up just either listening to those guys talk or watching them work every day that's going to help you moving forward?
I say being consistent in what you do and having the words to match that. You know, they're the type of guys who they'll go out, handle their business day in, day out, and all they're going to do is ask for you to do the same. They'll never ask you to do anything supernatural or do anything that they won't do. They just ask to do your job day in, day out, get good work in, and stay accountable. So.
Yep. One fly. Actually, I'm cheating. One more here. I know Jack Sanborn, after the fake punt against Army, he's telling people if you need a running back. So are you telling people, like, if you need a quarterback down the road, are you available?
Yeah, I'm available. You know, wherever they put me, I'll do my best. I'll try and get a little loose.
That's Badgers redshirt freshman defensive back Max Lofi. Stay with us. We'll continue. We'll check in with Mike Lucas in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They come from the basketball court and the yoga studio, from the fairway, the football field, and the five-mile running loop. They come to UW Sports Medicine, not only for injury treatment and prevention, but for programs designed to make everyday athletes better athletes. After all, it's home to some of the best doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers around. Call UW Health Sports Medicine to take your game to the next level. UW Health.
remarkable.
Good Foods Group is celebrating the Wisconsin Badgers football season by continuing the Sack Hunger campaign, making a contribution to Brighter Bites for each sack by the Badgers. As a family-owned and Wisconsin-based company, Good Foods uses fresh ingredients to make delicious guacamole, salsa, and dips. You can sack hunger with game day goodness by picking up Good Foods guacs made with perfectly ripe, hand-scooped avocados at your local Target, Pick and Save, or via Instacart, or online at shop.goodfoods.com.
It starts with a call. With one call, you can start seeing your future more clearly. If your financial picture is cloudy because you're getting conflicting tax, investment, and estate planning advice, help is a call or a click away. Annex Wealth Management's team works to get your investment plan in line with your tax plan and your estate plan. Build confidence with one team working to create one comprehensive plan as a fee-only fiduciary. Annex Wealth Management. One team, one plan, one fee. AnnexWealth.com.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show, our weekly conversation with Mike Lucas as the Badgers get ready to head down to West Lafayette. And I wonder when we get down there if we, it seems like we get this every visit. We have people come up and talk to us about the 0-4 game and how things have never been the same since. They're a lot better now, by the way, Purdue, but I guess that'll be the first observation we'll both make when we walk in the press box. How many people are going to refer to the Kyle Orton fumble?
Well, how old do you think Braylon Allen was in 2004, right?
Not born.
So there's just no recognition value for any of the players, current players, on either side. But that was one of the most memorable games I think either one of us have had the opportunity to broadcast, and it started the streak 14 in a row. I went back following the previous year in 2003, and the Badgers did a lot of good things in a game that they probably should have won but lost. Mm-hmm. It was Kyle Orton in that year too, threw for over 400 yards. But it's a lot of history, bad history for the Boilermakers, and I'm sure that is being talked about this week in West Lafayette.
Yeah, I would think. And I would imagine, too, the last time we were there 3 years ago, it was a great game. You know, it wasn't a great Wisconsin team, wasn't a great Purdue team, but it was a terrific game to watch. Triple overtime, JT with a monster day, Danny Davis with a couple of big-time catches. But you know, the last few visits there haven't been many people. I'm thinking that is going to change. Because you've got to think that excitement is building in West Lafayette in general, but what they did in Iowa City last week was really impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of uncanny, too, in that they've knocked off that number two nationally ranked team twice now in X number of years. It was Ohio State that they upset in West Lafayette. What they did to Iowa was awfully impressive. Just the way they handled the Hawkeyes after getting the lead, because most people assume that, as they did against Penn State, that Iowa would find a way to get back into the ballgame. But they never really did.
Yeah, they didn't. Know that the Purdue defense is so much better. You know, Paul's talked about that, obviously, all week, including tonight. And 3 years ago, it was Rondale Moore and their electrifying offense and one of the really electrifying players. We didn't see a whole lot at the college level, but I think the Arizona Cardinals are happy to have them. It did open up. The West has opened up. It's something that, you know, Paul really doesn't go down that path, but as tough as the year has been and as much better as this team is going to need to be offensively, at least all those guys can look in the mirror and say, you know, hey, we got a shot here. It's in front of us. Pick your cliche, but it is there for the taking. Now, who in this division is going
to
take it?
No, I agree with you, and you wouldn't be able to say that or even think that about hope unless you had beaten Illinois and you beat my Army. So you put yourself in a position to have some hope moving forward. Now, it starts with Purdue. We'll see what they can do. It will be another good measuring stick of where this team is in its own growth. I'm not quite sure. I'm sure you're the same way. We've seen some progress in some areas, and maybe not as much as we thought by this time in the season. At least the coaches would tell you that much. It's going to be a physical game. We know a lot about George Karloff just based on what he did to Iowa. Again, when you flash back to 2003, the George Karloff just then for Wisconsin was Alex Lewis, who had five sacks in one game against Purdue. Karloftis has been so special. And Graham Mertz should know something about him. Karloftis, Graham Mertz, and David Bell were all teammates in that U.S. Army All-American game in 2019. They were on the same side then. It'll be a little bit different on Saturday.
You know, it's interesting. Purdue is not a team that scores a ton of points either. They're in that 24, 25-ish per game. But you mentioned David Bell, and he might be – now, there are really good receivers. Chris Olave at Ohio State really jumps to mind. But if you're just looking at a guy coming off the bus, you're going, oh, look at this guy. He fits that.
Yeah, the size strikes you, and then the way he uses his body to get leverage on defensive backs, and it's almost effortless. I mean, Paul Chris was talking about it on Monday, where you put on the tape, and I think Jimmy Leonard was saying the same thing. You put on the tape, and you wonder, how fast is this guy? And then you realize, at the end of the day, looking at the results, looking at what he's done to just about every defensive back he's faced, he's pretty darn good. It's as good as anybody in the country. And Purdue just loves highlighting that pitch and catch game, which is something that's, you know, that Brohm has always been noted for. I mean, there's been a lot of pressure on Jeff Brohm. He reshuffled his entire defensive staff, and people have been sitting and waiting on what can you do offensively to put Purdue back at that elite level. That was a start against Iowa.
It's interesting this when we look at the big picture, because obviously you've got a lot of offenses that probably aren't what the programs would want to be. Purdue wants to be better. Obviously the Badgers want to be better. You can go across the board, but maybe at the same time, there's pretty good defense in this league. I thought Minnesota against Nebraska came up with some big plays when they had to have it. You know, Michigan State can grind it a little bit over in the East Division. Ohio State may be getting better. Michigan's good defensively. Maybe there's more of a year of defensive football in the league.
Again, I agree. And the philosophy is different here as opposed maybe to the Big 12, where in the Big 10, you truly believe that defense is a part of that package and you have to take away something from your opponent. And it usually starts on the line of scrimmage. I don't know that that's the case in some of the other conferences, and certainly not the Big 12. And that's why you get some of these slugfests. You better be prepared for it. And I think that's the case. That's going to be the case against Purdue, too. They pride themselves in their physicality, at least on certain positions. Mm-hmm. And those positions become very dominant at times.
Yeah, I think for those who are waiting for the pretty game, probably not this year. But the fact the Badgers against an Army team that was a problem, they were able to find a way. And, Mike, I think these guys on defense, they've talked about it. When your offense is struggling, you got to give them the short field. That one-yard drive was pretty sweet late in the game, but I think you know where we're going here. They've got to find a way to get some turnovers, get the ball in plus territory for this offense.
I'm thinking the same things that you are, and then I wonder, I pinch myself, well, how much more can we ask of the defense? Mm-hmm. But we are, you know, and I think the defense understands exactly the situation. There's a bit of imbalance right now, and if you can get the offense in some short field situations, maybe they can score enough points to win a game. It's not going to be pretty, and it's the only way this team can win right now. They have to muck it up a little bit and make sure the defense is pretty much flawless. Imagine the final minutes of that game against Army. Army does some good things, puts the Badgers back on their heels because the margin of error is so small. It's just so very small for this program right now.
Last week, we looked at the schedule and thought there wasn't a whole lot there, and it ended up being another week where a lot of unranked teams beat the ranked, most notably what Purdue did at Iowa. This week, you've got Maryland going to Minnesota, Ohio State's at Indiana, Illinois, Penn State. Again, you're thinking that you can put check marks by certain teams. Is there any game in there in that grouping where you're going, Well, let's see what happens. Can Minnesota follow up one really good performance with another?
You know, you notice, though, how Ohio State got better without even playing? I mean, now people are talking about Ohio State being that Final Four candidate again.
Sure.
And that's due in large part because Iowa faltered. Mm-hmm. Also, when you take a look at the numbers, just C.J. Stroud, he's got about 18 touchdown passes and 3 picks. And they got the best receiving core in the country. And so they can score. You know that they can score. And they've seemingly answered some of the questions with their defensive staff, right? They took some control away from their D.C. And now it's kind of made a difference. And Ohio State has jumped ahead of everyone else just about in this league as far as being the candidate for the college football playoff.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting because it's been a wild season so far through the first half plus change. But I think a lot of folks will tell you that in the end it could end up being the usual. We'll see. We know Georgia is
seemingly right now head and shoulders. You figure Alabama's going to be right there as well. But we'll focus on the West Division because it is there for the taking. And now the question is, who's going to grab it? Badgers get an opportunity on Saturday at Purdue. We'll take a break back to close things out here tonight as we continue on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WEA Member Benefits, WEAC, and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up all season long to showcase and thank Wisconsin's public school educators and staff for the great work they do in our communities, improving public education and the lives of our students. Badger fans can submit nominations for our outstanding educators at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. WEAC, we teach, we inspire, and WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Let's check out the rest of the Big Ten schedule coming up this weekend. The two games in the 11 a.m. window. Northwestern with a nice home win last week against Rutgers. They will be heading to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. Illinois also on the road taking on Penn State. The 2:30 game, the Minnesota Golden Gophers fresh off their win against Nebraska on the home field against Maryland. And on Saturday nights in Indiana, in Bloomington, the Hoosiers taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Our coverage from West Lafayette on Saturday begins at high noon. Kickoff for the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers will be 2 o'clock Central Time. Business is open in the West, and the Badgers trying to make a run for it now as this West Division race became very interesting last Saturday. We will talk to you this Saturday from West Lafayette on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, building Wisconsin together.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.